This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. Welcome to another episode in a series for National Pollinator Week, this one from the National Park Service, recorded in Studio 7013 at the United States Department of the Interior. With us is Sam Droege. He's head of the USGS Native Bee Inventory and Monitoring Lab at the Patuxent Wildlife Research Center. Since 1999, Sam has worked extensively in the national parks around Washington, D.C., developing methods for monitoring native bee populations. Sam, what are native bees?
There's a very distinct set of bees that evolved in North America, and our bees are very different than the honeybee. The honeybee is designed to be colonial. Most of our bees, with the exception of bumblebees, are designed to be solitaries. The majority of solitary or native bees, the female has no interactions with her young or her offspring, and in fact only sees them as eggs.
The results of Sam's inventories of native bees in Park Service's National Capital Region are surprising. The good news is they adapt well to urban environments. Sam, just how many different types of pollinators do you find in the region?
There are bees everywhere. One of the interesting things is that, for example, even on the ellipse is the area in front of the White House that is probably has more feet on the ground than almost any other place in Washington, D.C. There are many, many tourists that are walking back and forth across this thing. The grass barely is alive because of all the traffic, and there are lots of bees there. And I would say in that area, there's probably about 50 to 60 different species that are in there on a regular basis. Now, if you expand out further, you start getting into these pockets of residual native plants and original habitats like Rock Creek Park and then the Potomac Gorge, which those are actually very high quality bee habitats. The Potomac Gorge, for example, has some very uncommon species that would be uncommon at a national scale occurring in there.
Now, according to your study, bees are really good at handling very small portions of fragmented wood and patches of green, places where there's just actually a very small bit of native habitat left. Sam, how can city and suburb residents help maintain habitat for native bees?
In any environment that has weeds, and these can be the small things like clover, they can be the spurges, the things that are very low to the ground, very tiny flowers. Tiny flowered plants have tiny little bees that come to them. I mentioned that most bees are nesting in the ground, but a certain fraction of bees will nest in holes in wood. Normally they would use beetle holes or some crack and cranny. But if you simply drill a hole in a piece of wood and put it outside, you'll get a variety of these native bee species coming in. I personally drill holes in my porch columns on my porch and watch the bees that come in. On top of that, and something that really adds a whole lot of diversity, are plantings of flowers. So urban gardens often are full of different kinds of native bees. And people actually are largely unaware that they have all these bee species in their gardens because none of the native bee species sting or defend their nests unless you actually physically trap them in their hand.
Now, one of the big reasons, of course, for the proclamation by the Secretary of Agriculture in 2007 and the purpose of the North American Pollinator Protection Campaign is to prevent a disaster scenario. So tell us about that, Sam. What would happen if we ever lost native bees?
While we have honeybees are used in agriculture. It turns out that honeybees are relatively inefficient for certain kinds of plants. They're also usually, not always, there's usually enough native species of bees in an area to do most of the pollination of even our crop plants. In a native environment, honeybees aren't necessary at all. The native species of bees evolve with the native species of plants, and as long as both exist, everything is fine. And because bees are good dispersers, there's probably still good pollination going on, even in the middle of an urban environment.
Thank you. This podcast from the National Park Service was recorded in Studio 7013 at the U.S. Department of the Interior. Tomorrow, tune in for Managing Mini Fauna Pollinators on BLM Public Lands. Ron Tull, Interior Department Radio News Service, Washington.